When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, that was the final call. Scott Fransky, and when we came back to Philadelphia for game 6 and 7, I would have been recording the final call on my phone, listening on the Odyssey app, because it's something I would want to listen to. And I was not expecting to have it, have that, like Reese.
No, I don't think any of us was.
No, no, including probably Larry Anderson, who joins us right now. As he was sitting next to Scott in the booth during that. Larry, how are you, buddy?
Yeah. I'm alive. I got that going for me.
All right, so what happened? Like it's God, there's so many different angles and so many different things to say, but it just seemed like I don't know, they weren't the same Phillies team that we saw really, I think, at all during the series once they went to Arizona. But what happened what's your best explanation?
For me, it just you can't really put it on one person or one thing. It was a collective meltdown. I think going to Arizona, losing game 3 and 4, especially game 4, was I think it shocked them. I think they had a hard time believing that Arizona could even tie the series up, and I don't think they recovered from it. I know they won the next game. They won game 5 down there. And came home with a lot of expectations. But one thing this pitching staff did, these guys pitched at the knees. They threw strikes. They kept the ball out of the middle of the plate. And for me, it was absolute proof that you're better off pitching at the knees than in the top of the zone. And their pitching beat our hitting. You live by the home run, you die by the home run. That's the bottom line. We don't have a team of hitters. We have a team of sluggers, and that's evident. I mean, it's if we don't hit home runs, we don't score. You know, how many times did we string 3 hits together to score a run? And that's what these guys did. That's what Diamondbacks did. They don't strike out. They put the bat on the ball. Every time they get a single, it's a double. They had one double yesterday in their 10 hits. The rest were singles. But every time you looked up, there's a man on second. And, you know, we go from 7 for 17 with runners in scoring position in the first two games to 5 for 34 the last 5 games. We got 5 hits in the last 5 games with the man in scoring position. That tells you everything right there. The offense just didn't come. It wasn't, you know, you can say it was all the top 5 guys. It's just the offense didn't show
everybody.
Up the last 2 games.
Yeah.
Everybody. I mean, but if you want to look at it, I mean, the top 3 in the order, which oftentimes carried us this year, they were 1 for 20 the last 2 games. And you're just not going to win that way. You can't. We didn't get guys on, so we couldn't utilize the steal, the speed that we have. And we got beat. They beat us. Game 4 was a gift. Maybe game 3 too, but game 4 was definitely a gift. But in game 3, we didn't hit. What did we have, 1 run?
3 hits.
3 hits, 1 run, yep.
3 hits, right. And this kid, this rookie that had the 5.5 ERA, I mean, he made some adjustments. He pitched really well, fought.
Mm-hmm.
But he set a career high in strikeouts. The first time he faced us, where we got 2 hits off him in 5 2/3 innings, he didn't walk anybody and punched out 9. He pitched 9 1/3 or 9 2/3 innings and punched out 16.
Well, I think you said they were overconfident going to Arizona. The Phillies were overconfident.
I think they were. I think they got down. And then, you know, and like Nick stood up. He said, "Hey, you know, he goes, I sucked." But he said his hitting's a feel, and he said he just lost the feel when he got to Arizona. When you come off a great series or great 2 games. As a team, and then all of a sudden you just say, "Well, I lost it." I don't know how you lose it. It's almost like you don't believe in yourself. All of a sudden, you don't believe you can hit anymore. I don't know how that happened, but it did. But, I mean, he stood up and just said he just wasn't good. He wasn't right. I think a lot of guys could say the same thing. It just we just didn't do what we could do. I mean, again, this team is built for home runs. It is not a good to me. It's not a good hitting team. If you don't have a guy, you don't have a couple guys hitting 300 or guys hitting you know 270 above all the way. I don't know. It just wasn't there. And then you look at Arizona. I mean, these guys are a little scrappy. Slap the ball here, slap the ball there. Stealing bases. They outplayed us. I don't think there's any question about it.
When I look at the –
I know that.
When you look at how the team is built, you mentioned that a couple of times. A lot of these players are under contract, and they're going to be here. So it just makes me wonder, like, okay, are we ever going to be able to win if the roster or the lineup is constructed this way? I know they're not going to all of a sudden turn the roster into what the Diamondbacks do, right? Like, right. These guys right. are who they are. I'm just trying to figure out, like, how do we get to this point and then get past this point? Because that's sort of what happened last year against Houston as well. We couldn't do anything if we didn't hit home runs.
Yeah. I mean, that's it's how this team's built. It is. I think you can only hope that, that the team next year does the same thing, but hits more home runs when it counts. Because I don't say we're not capable, but we don't. We just don't put the bat on the ball all the time. We strike out a lot. Johan Rojas, a young kid, I mean, to me, if he could just make contact to hit the ball on the ground, he could, that speed of his, unless he hits it right at the infielder, he's got a chance for a base hit. But he's down at the bottom of the barrel, bottom of the handle, just swinging crazy. And I'm not putting it on him. I mean, he saved us a ton in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
He really did. But I just some of the stuff that we go about, you know, we get a walk and then, or maybe a couple walks, and then the next guy comes up and swings the first pitch. I mean, baseball is not taught the way it used to be taught. Analytics are directing everything as to how to play the game, and it's people that have played the game for their whole life. They're irrelevant. What they have to say doesn't matter. It doesn't appear to me. So they don't teach baseball that way. They teach baseball according to analytics, and that's I think it's a downfall for if not all of baseball, at least for the Phillies. I don't know. It's so frustrating. I just kept thinking. I didn't wake up till 1 o'clock. I couldn't
get out of bed.
I rolled my eyes. I'm like, is this a nightmare? Is this really happening, or do I need to get packing?
No, it really happened, Larry.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to believe. I feel so bad for the fans because they're so good. It's so supportive of this club, and they have been. And it's just it's a shame that they weren't rewarded for their support.
It felt like a special season, Larry. When you look back on this series. Some people are pointing to, and I would agree, the decision to put Craig Kimbrel in, you mentioned game four. So game three was one thing, right? Put him back in game four. Were you surprised they went back to Kimbrel after the way he's looked recently in that game?
Absolutely. I mean, I hate to say it, but, I mean, if you watch Kimbrel through the course of the year, when he pitched back-to-back days, his second day, he never had the velocity. And now you combine that with a lack of command and the lower velocity, it spells for disaster. I was very surprised. I really was. And obviously it didn't work out. But again, I hate to put on one guy, but I think a lot of things turned with that game.
Yep.
I think it gave the Diamondbacks a ton of confidence. Even though they lost game five at home, they still had confidence coming to our ballpark, I think, because of that, because they had tied it up, and they're like, we can play with these guys.
Larry, were the Phillies overconfident, or did they lack confidence in these last two games? Because, I don't want to say they look spooked, because that's not the right word, but something was weird. Something was weird.
It was. I think Arizona's, I think, scared them. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think they might have acted or felt loose or whatever, but I think there was more concern on those guys than than they're showing or admitting. I really do. And maybe not. Maybe I'm completely off base, but it seemed that way. The perspective was that my sense was that, or perceived that they were a little not intimidated, but a little unsure, not confident in themselves. Whereas I think the Diamondbacks were, I think, kind of like the Phils last year, getting to where they did as the last wild card, playing on house money, playing with house money. And I think the Diamondbacks certainly had it. They were loose. They came out. They got on base. They stole. They did what, surprisingly, it might have been even worse had they played their game the first five games. They didn't run. They didn't steal. They didn't attempt steals until
last
they got
two games.
Here for game six and seven. All of a sudden, they went back to playing their way. We saw a different ball club.
Yeah.
And I think that, maybe intimidation is the wrong word, but I think it spooked the Phils a little bit that, hey, these guys, they're for real. They're playing pretty good baseball, and they put the bat on the ball again. And two things: they put the bat on the ball. They didn't strike out much at all. They pitched down in the zone. They throw strikes down. How many guys complained about the low strike? That were strikes. A ton of our guys did. That's not a strike. That's not a strike. It is a strike. It is a strike. It's a strike. They pitched excellent. They really did. And, you know, they attacked our hitters. And when we did get a pitch to hit, we either took it or fouled it off. So, there's not much you can say, not much you can change about it. You just, I would hope that down the road that maybe they would work on Rojas' bunting a little bit in the minor leagues, in spring training, get him. Like I said it last night on the air. I said, I don't remember a bunt of his that was bunted on the ground foul. Everything he bunted went up in the air.
Right.
Like that's he's back in the, I don't know.
He needs to be reset in spring training. He was a shell of what he was doing in the regular season. All right, Larry, last thing, at least from me. So you were a part, and this was a World Series, you were a part of two extremely difficult games, at least for me, the game four that was a 15-14 loss.
Right.
And then, of course, game six where the series ended. How hard is that to get over as, I mean, you were a relief pitcher. So, you were in those games. But how difficult is a loss like that as a player to get over?
It's devastating. It takes a while. Doesn't take 6 months. I don't think going into spring training, guys should be worried about what happened last year or this year. You have to move on. You absolutely. It's kind of like a microcosm of a game as a say a closer where you get the loss. You have to forget about it by the next day because you might be back in there. You have to have a short memory, and I think the same thing with this. I hate to say you just blow it off because it hurt too many people. It hurt 45,000 people, you know, just the people at the game, all the people watching, all the millions of people watching and that love this team and love the Phillies. It's devastating for them. So I don't want to trivialize it for them, but as a player, you have to flush it. You have to move on. It's going to hurt for a while, but Once you've digested everything and gone through it, then it's like, okay, we're done. It's time to move on. We can't dwell on this, or we're going to be starting off, you know, in the doldrums next year out of spring training. So you flush it, you move on, but it takes a while. It does, but again, it doesn't. It shouldn't take till next spring,
right? But yeah, so, I mean, because Ike has mentioned this on the air, losing the NFC Championship game in 2002. When he looks back on his career, is one of those moments where he's like, "Damn, we should have got one. I wish we would have won." That one. And this feels like the same thing. Like this loss right here, being up 3-2, winning the first two, being up 3-2 at home and not being able to get a win over the Diamondbacks. It's like, not that the players won't get over it. As a fan, this will be one we'll look back, like Cliff Lee blowing the lead, the loss to the Cardinals, the loss to the Giants in the NLC championship. I'll remember this one forever.
Yeah. I mean, you won't forget it. But have it in your mind and dwelling on it are two different things. It's always going to be there. I think this is going to be a devastating loss for the guys, getting eliminated in game seven at home and losing the last two at home. That's never going to go away. But that's where, to me, where it comes into the fact that you can't dwell on it. It's not going to change. It's not going to go away. It's always going to be there. If you dwell on it, you're dwelling on bad stuff. So I think, you move on, but it's never going to go away. And not for the fans either, I don't think.
All right. Mm-hmm. Larry, go back to bed. Get back in bed.
Enjoyed it, guys. Always a pleasure. Really, it's great talking to you guys every week, and I really enjoy it.
No, and Larry,
too, brother. Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You know, it's our favorite time of year. We love talking to you, and it's a joy and a pleasure to have you on every week. And we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Well, let's look for next year.
All right.
Okay, brother.
We'll talk to you soon.
Right, guys. Yep. Be well.
All right, there he is. Larry Anderson.
Mm-hmm.